What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette, who showed up late today, about almost 4 hours late, you guys. Thanks for your patience. Imagine this. I forgot to record a podcast yesterday, but that's fine. Everything's fine. I had a really good day and it's fine. We're still here. Better late than never. So today's podcast, we're still working through listener requests. You guys, I feel like some of you bitches aren't listening. Like, you're not listening to my podcast. You are not getting the whole point of why I'm here and how I'm here to serve you. Like, you're just not getting it. And it shows in your request because you're asking me about some shit that I have literally talked about for 240 plus episodes. Okay. And my next piece of advice, I'm telling you right now, this is your sign. If you have been listening to my podcast, even half-ass listening, okay, half-ass listening to this podcast, you need to talk to me about microdosing, okay? Because y'all are stuck in your head. You are stuck there, and I've given you all the tips and tricks to do this on your own, and it's not fucking working, okay? It's not working. So you are stuck. You're stuck right now, and microdosing is going to free you. I would guarantee it, but I can't do that legally. But I'm telling you, it will make a difference in your life. So this is your sign. If you've been dragging your feet, if you've been thinking about it, if you've been considering it, you need to just do it. You need to do it. That's what I'm here for. So make sure you send me a message today and just say, okay, I'm just going to do it. It's like a Band-Aid. Just rip it off. Just do it really fast. I don't think that you're lazy when you're telling me that you are stuck and even the smallest things seem hard, but I guarantee that you're telling yourself that you're lazy. We're going to learn a new word today, okay? Rumination, R-U-M-I-N-A-T-I-O-N, rumination, okay? This is what a lot of you guys are doing. You obsess over something stressful that happens, okay? Something maybe someone said hit you in the gut, something you saw, a situation where you wish you had a great comeback, or it's just a problem that you keep replaying over and over and you don't see an acceptable solution, okay? When these thoughts turn more negative, okay, when they start to snowball, that's what we call rumination, okay? Rumination refers to repetitive and intrusive thoughts or worries about past events or problems, okay? It involves the negative dwelling on experiences, replaying them in your mind, and you're literally caught in the cycle of overthinking, and you're teaching your brain that this is your sweet spot. This is what you like. Your brain doesn't know the difference between good or bad, okay? It just doesn't. It just knows what we teach it. And when you get lost in these repetitive thoughts, okay, we make ourselves sick because then all of a sudden we are increasing our anxious thoughts. We are playing into our depression. We have given into the habitual pattern of thinking. So if you are stuck in this excessive self blame, or if you're just completely self-critical, you can't let go of anything, you feel stuck in negative thought loops, you're not, you know, getting off the couch, you're not getting up. If you are just stuck, and I know you're stuck because, bitch, I read your messages, okay? I know you're stuck, and this stuff is not helping. I want you right now, honestly, if you're not going to message me about microdosing, okay, I totally get that. I respect that. It can, you know, whatever. We'll put it off a little bit longer, but I think that's dumb. Okay. Don't be silly. Don't be silly. Just do it. But in case you're not ready to just do it, okay, your job right now is to do the next right thing. So after you listen to this podcast, I don't want you to open up your fucking social media, okay? I don't want you, unless you're going to share the podcast, because, bitch, I don't charge for this, okay? But there is a pay-to-play price, and you should be sharing this. You should be telling people about this, okay? I need your help there. That's the price. That's the price of all this beautiful advice. That's the price of, you know, me showing up even late. Okay. I'm here for that. I'm here for you. So I need you to do me a favor and share that shit. But once you do, okay, once you get off social media after sharing this podcast and telling everybody on your friends list how great it is, I want you to put your phone down, because scrolling is not helping your issues. It is not helping your issues. And I want you to do the next right thing. Okay, so maybe that means you haven't showered in 3 days. Okay, get your ass up and go shower. That's it. And maybe that's all you're going to do today. But do something. Do the one thing. Do the next right thing. Okay? Maybe you need to send out that email. Maybe you need to set a timer for 10 minutes and start washing dishes. Okay? Maybe you need to clean out your closet. I don't fucking know what your next right thing is. But if you really need this to be a personalized experience, you need to set up a coaching call with me. And I can make this all about you. Other than that, you're going to have to, you know, use your little analytical brain and think about how this is personalized for you. I don't know your exact struggle, okay? But it all comes down to the same shit. You're ruminating. You're ruminating. I like that word. I don't use it very often, and I don't know why. I think it came to me last night when I was just doing my own shit, okay? Because I'm in the middle of a shit storm, you guys. My husband made a change in his schedule and it turned my life upside down. My freedom is gone. The freedom is gone. And I'm dealing with that, okay? We made a decision yesterday. We made a kind of a big decision, like a huge leap of faith that we're about to embark on. And I'm going through the things, and I could lay in bed and just worry about all of the things. Okay. I could just give up on everything around me, not take care of myself. And I'm feeling the feelings. Okay. I'm feeling all of that. And this is normally a situation where I would be paralyzed. I would just be, you know, mindlessly wandering around the house, scrolling on things, not doing stuff, not doing the things. Yesterday, you know, I felt a bit of that overwhelm and I needed to shower. I had to bartend. I had things to do. I was like, well, I'm just going to skip the shower. And I was just trying to negotiate on my day what I'm going to do and what I'm not going to do. And I'm like, bitch, do the next right thing. Get your ass in the shower. Okay. It shifted everything. I get in the shower. I did the things. I had a decent day. Old Brandon, that wouldn't have been my jam. Okay. And it wasn't even a microdose day yesterday. So I didn't have the crutch. Mother Nature has entered the chat for the month to congratulate me on not being pregnant. And I don't microdose on those days for whatever reason. Cause I just, I don't know. I just don't, it's a thing, and it's just a personal thing. I have a lot of clients that do, and there's nothing's ever happened. It's not a thing. I just don't. Anyway, so going through that, it is about doing the next right thing. And even today, waking up with like, just, you know, I'm waiting. I have a call coming up, and there's a lot riding on that. I could sit and just freak out about that call and paralyze my life for 3 days, because bitch, I know you've done that, okay? Where we just put everything on hold and, you know, we don't do anything until that moment because we think something is going to change. But really, life is happening right now. I'm still homeschooling. My 5-year-old is finally getting excited about reading. Like, she finally, I mean, last night she read the book to me. I was like floored, okay? So life is still happening, and I'm finding these moments to celebrate and to kind of just, you know, distract myself from ruminating about the impending future of Brandon Lynette. Okay. I've learned a lot in the past couple of years. I've learned a lot, and surrendering is like, I'm there, and it took a long time, kicking and screaming and all the things, but What does it mean to surrender? That means that you start to become aware of where you're at, your thought process, and you realize that life is happening in between all the big events in our life. That's real life, okay? Those big events, that's nothing. Honey, that's nothing. It is about right now, getting into the moment right now. So how can you catch yourself? How can you bring this into your awareness? And instead of, you know, the negative mood and not, you know, not doing shit, how can we be proactive? How can we get outside of that feeling of helplessness? Because you can't change what has already happened, okay? And there's no point in trying to recreate a situation in the future so that, you know, your response can be different. You've got to take the deep breath and realize how much energy you have put into something that you cannot control. You cannot change. You cannot predict. You can't do anything. Now is where the magic is happening. You have to stop dwelling on the bullshit. You have to stop going to bed thinking about the whole laundry list of shit you have to do. Stop worrying about tomorrow. Today is enough. My daughter's boyfriend's mom sent me a text yesterday, and it was perfect timing. Perfect timing. She had sent it to our kids and shared it with me, and I think it was beautiful. And I have this book. I haven't opened it for a hot minute, I think, because it's called Jesus is Calling. It says, I plan out each day and have it ready for you long before you arise from bed. I also provide the strength you need each step of the way. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Hello, Jesus. We all need to hear that. Do not worry about tomorrow, okay? In this moment, that is what you need to worry about, okay? In this moment, it is getting out of that immediate thought pattern right now. Right now, do something. Do something that you enjoy. Do something that you love. Do the next right thing. Set a timer, okay? 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Get your ass up and start cleaning the kitchen. And when the timer goes off, if you're like, okay, fuck this, I'm going to go back to the couch. Okay. I've been through the season where just being alive is a lot, okay? But I also knew it was a season. There was always that core awareness because of the shit I fed my soul, okay? I listened to people that were willing to tell me this is a temporary situation. Get into your core awareness to know this is just a season. It's temporary. So I am passing that love on to you. And the tough love message for today is get the fuck over yourself. You're making this tiny little thing something so big. So big. And no one's judging you for that, but it's time to move the fuck on, okay? It's time to move on. If you want to stop being the person that ruminates, okay, start working on your self-esteem. Start taking care of everything outside of you that stresses you the fuck out. Start focusing on the things you can control. Heal your fucking trauma. And call yourself out every time you're trying to overthink. I get that you want to feel heard and you want to feel validated, okay? But I'm not going to sign off on your bullshit. I'm not going to say it's okay that you're continuing this destructive pattern, because it's not. You think thinking about shit all day long and obsessing over it and worrying about it is going to give you control of the situation? Because I'm here to tell you that it's not, bitch. It's not. I get that this self-perpetuating loop of frustration and stress has sucked you in, but it's time to get off the roller coaster. Okay, it's time to get off the ride. You're elevating your stress. You're amplifying your problems because your body's in this fight or flight. You're gonna make yourself sick. That's it. And you guys are waiting for this big event. Okay, this is what happens. People don't make a change in their life until something happens, until you get the health scare. So you're not gonna eliminate the stress until you have a fucking heart attack. And you're probably well on your way. You're making yourself sick. You don't feel good. You don't have energy. These are the reasons why. And you're turning to the wrong shit to cope. And I'm not judging you. I mean, vodka and I were pretty tight for a while, but it did nothing to help my situation. It actually made everything worse. It made everything worse. Binge eating, drugs, all of that. Not going to help you right now. So if you're someone who is struggling with that shit, go get some help, okay? Get outside yourself. Set a timer. Not to do the dishes this time. Maybe just set a timer for 3 minutes and think about the situation. Okay. Go ahead. Keep replaying it in your mind, whatever it is. Like, think about all the shit you have to do, or think about, what you said to your boyfriend last night, or think about, what you should have told your boss the other day. Like, just play that over and over in your head, a 3 minute timer. Okay. Once it's up, ask yourself these questions. Do I feel better or worse? Because you're ruminating. Do you feel better or worse? Okay. Did you resolve the problem? Probably not, because you've been thinking about this for a long time. Okay. You're obsessed. Is it something you can control? If you've been thinking about shit that is outside of your control, thinking about it hasn't helped you. It hasn't helped you. Complaining about your problems hasn't helped you. You don't get permission to seek validation, to for someone to sign off on your bullshit, for you to blame everything around you for where you are, okay? Take massive responsibility right now. Get your shit together. You got to get into some mindfulness. Write down your thoughts, connect to your core values, get back to the basics. And I get it, we've all been there. It's like one thing after the other, and there's not enough time in the day. Okay. Work is blowing up in your face. You're not having a great time at home. I'm not saying it's easy to stop the negative thought patterns. Okay. Stress is a part of life, but you've let it get out of hand. How do you get back in control in this present moment? Well, after the podcast, you've agreed that you're going to put your phone down. You're going to set a little timer. You're going to do some shit. Okay. 5 minutes, whatever that looks like. And I want you to make yourself something to eat. Okay. Not junk food. Something that's going to make you feel good from the inside out. Okay. A colorful little plate of whatever. Protein forward, because you know I'm all about protein forward, you guys. That's the most important part of anything you're going to eat. Everything should be protein forward. Okay. But put some colors on there. Maybe you need some bell peppers and some grapes and some fruit with a nice piece of salmon, whatever that looks like. Make yourself a great meal. Okay. Sit down, no distractions. And just focus on your food. Look at the beautiful plate. Find some gratitude in that. Take mindful bites. Make sure you're chewing. Be conscious of your chewing. Put your attention and focus in that moment on that food, okay? Enjoy that. I want you to step outside. Look at everything around you. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. 3 minutes, 3 minutes outside after you have this beautiful meal. If time allows, go for a little 10-minute walk, okay? And what's the truth? We know that the dishes are going to be waiting for you. We know that the laundry is going to be waiting for you. We know that, 4 o'clock eventually comes and you have to go to work. Whatever this looks like for you, whatever your personal journey is, we know that stuff's coming, but worrying about it doesn't change the fact that it's coming or, everything will be there. You need to get back to you right now. Get in that moment outside. Come back in. And take a mindful brain break. Okay. You've been outside. You're getting outside of your current thought process. You're giving yourself a little break. You've got to turn everything off in your mind. Okay. Your brain doesn't get a real break unless you create one. And that means you stop the constant obsessive thinking. You stop, you pause it. You've been so stuck that you have started to limit your perspective and you've closed your mind to any possibilities that are absolutely open to you. Evaluate your life in this moment. I don't want you thinking about the laundry or the dishes or the conversation you had with, your husband last night. I don't want you thinking about what happened at work. I want you to think about how did you come to be in this situation? Do you need to make changes? Do you need a different job? Do you need a more satisfying relationship? Do you need to go to rehab? Do you need to talk to, a therapist? What needs to happen? And ask yourself this, because I promise you're going to find the answer. What needs to happen to prevent the same situation from happening over and over and over again? How do you get off the fucking Ferris wheel? And I don't want you starting anything new in this moment, okay? I don't want you starting anything new. You've got enough on your plate. Don't add more shit. Get a handle on your situation in this moment. Do something fun for yourself today. Watch a funny movie. Call a friend that you know makes you laugh, okay? Anything that's going to distract you outside of, your current situation, you need the mental reset. What do you need to do to feel like yourself again? And when you ask yourself this question, I want you to talk to your mind. I want you to talk to your body. I want you to talk to your soul. What do you need? Tough love, you guys. We're not going to ruminate anymore. I love you guys. Thanks for your patience on the podcast being posted a little late. Have a great day and I'll see you tomorrow. Okay. Don't forget to share this with a friend and do your shit. Okay. Do your shit.